Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I've got to talk about Nicki Minaj's new album. Guys, oh my god. No, okay. If any... Clearly none of you are Barbs here, but if anyone...
none of you are Barbs.
Welcome back to the pod.
Woo! Welcome to group chat. Guys, this is our end of year episode.
End of year special.
We're joined... Yeah, and we're joined by Duty and Yay.
Kate. Hi!
I'm sure everyone knows Duty, because you've been on here a few times. But if you don't, she's a friend of LG and a content creator, and we love having you.
And stay tuned, keep listening, because we do have another segment with Robin Del Monte, aka Girl Boss Town from TikTok. So we're going to be doing a year in review, everything, going to cover everything that's gone on this year in terms of pop culture, so keep listening.
It's been a little while.
It has been a while. I thought about that the
other
day.
You were on the end of year, the 2022 wrap,
yes,
weren't you, last year?
Yes,
I was just saying, I think that's where we met.
Happy anniversary, babe. Got to say a special shout out to Millie, who sadly couldn't be here today. Yes. Everyone is getting caught with this bug.
Like, plague.
No. Honestly. 12 people upstairs are out.
I was scrubbing the desk this morning, trying to get rid of any bacteria. You can't get ill at this time of year.
Yeah, no, that's really long.
Can we just say to everyone who isn't watching and they're just listening, we are dressed up because it's our end of year party.
Yes.
And so everyone's come with the festivities.
Yeah.
Duty, can you talk us through what you're wearing?
I am wearing a SLA number. I mean, they're party wearers.
Oh my god, it's so good.
And the fit is just so good, and I just can't explain it. It's just like a really good quality. So I've got one of their like black, it's actually a little bit sheer, so I haven't actually tested it out in daylight yet, but it's like semi-sheer, like the whole new collection is semi-sheer. And then I've just got my vintage leather on, and then just some like very high platform black heels.
And the dress, because you're wearing a jacket over the top, what's it like
so
underneath?
It's like a square, like I guess it's a square,
nice. Yeah,
square neck, like a bandeau square neck.
That's
vibes.
So nice.
But yeah, I love a semi-sheer moment.
Satna, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing this set. I've been waiting for an occasion to wear this. And this is from Topshop. It's basically like a sparkly jumper and skirt set, which I feel like if you want to be comfy at a Christmas party or Christmas dinner or anything
Christmas
like that.
Day.
Christmas Day.
That screams Christmas
I
Day.
I should wear this on Christmas Day. No one else will be dressed. But I will. But yeah, I love it. It's so cozy. And
you're repping for all the silver girls.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I am wearing some big heart earrings. They're silver from ASOS. I just love ASOS's jewellery at the moment. Or just ASOS in general.
I love those earrings. You were wearing them yesterday. I remember thinking.
Are you coming round to silver jewellery yet, Kate?
I'm coming around to the silver thing.
Yeah.
I've still got all my gold jewellery on, though, so I'm a bit like, is this allowed? I don't know.
I think the way you've done it is actually really nice. I think if you do, like, silver bracelets or rings and then a silver necklace, it's a bit random. But I think because you've got all your jewellery is gold and then the skirt
For
is silver.
People listening, I've got a metallic silver midi skirt on and all my jewellery is gold, though, so I don't know if that's a bit illegal, but whatever.
Great. So where's it all from?
So... skirt is actually borrowed from Satna. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's from Fourth and Reckless. Really nice. Shoes are also silver. They're from ASOS. And my bodysuit is from Zara.
Really nice. Daze, what are you wearing?
I have got this satin suit set on from Zara, which I absolutely love. It has done the rounds in my friendship group. Like, everyone's been calling me. I've got a work party on Thursday. Can I borrow it? I'm actually wearing it for the podcast. And just some mega heels from Russell and Bromley, which I've got to say are the comfiest things.
I love your earrings as well. I think these are Topshop.
Yes,
ASOS.
They're Topshop.
They're so nice.
Yes.
I feel like those were on everyone at the Christmas party. Those little dangly.
Yeah. But that's, I feel a bit left out not having those.
I know.
I think a glitzy pair of earrings.
Well, Duty, update us on your life. What have you been up to? You've been travelling the globe.
I feel like I've been busy. I don't feel like my feet have really touched the ground, to be honest.
But what a year.
I know.
Boyfriend and...
I know.
Traveling all the trips.
Bloody hell. It's been so nice. Thailand was so nice, going back to like see my whole family there. And it's like the first time we've all done a big trip. So to be fair, by the end of it, I was ready to come back. Like, I was like, this is a nice enough time, but...
How long were you there for?
Month and a half. We did like 3 weeks in Bali with Liv and she came out. And then with my family for like the other 3 weeks in Thailand.
And you didn't end up killing each other?
On the cusp. Just, you know, when like your family have just been like, my mum's been there for nearly 3 months now, and I'm just like, you've been there too long. Like, you're saying some rogue stuff. Like, she's been there for 3 months, she hasn't got a SIM card, and she refuses to get one. I just can't. But other than that, I think it's just naturally testing when you're with your family all the time. But no, that was really nice. And then I went to Barcelona for work for a day, which was for a very day. Flat Whistle out. Stop. Yeah. But it was so nice. I love Barcelona.
Barca's cool, isn't it?
I've never been.
Oh my god!
I really want to go.
It's a really good like weekend getaway if you need somewhere quick, not too expensive,
and it's so warm. It was like 17 degrees.
When were you there?
Literally Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Really?
God.
Lovely. Yeah, compared to what it's like here.
I know it was lush.
Bloody freezing.
We are
here.
Hunkering down now for Christmas. Yeah. We're nearly there, guys.
So close.
We're nearly there.
But it's full swing. I mean, I've been ready for months. We spoke about this in the last podcast, but I'm so happy that everyone's on the same page now. Yeah. We are fully celebrating Christmas. And yeah.
I said it for the first time. It was last night. So Kate and I went. We had our last marketing activation.
Yes.
So we've been doing these branded sleepovers where we basically reveal the sleepover on the day. And our readers have to just arrive with a suitcase to win an overnight stay. So last night was the Hoxton.
Yeah.
And as we were leaving, we were going, Merry Christmas!
So nice. I said that to my boyfriend the other day. I was like, I love that, like, two-week period where you can go into a shop and instead of being like, have a lovely day, you're like, happy Christmas.
Yeah.
It's just so nice.
Also, so shout out to everyone that came last night.
Oh my God, there was such a good turnout.
It was so nice to meet people. There must have been about 30.
Yeah, I took a photo. I'll show you the photo.
We did a massive selfie.
Yeah,
so.
it was good fun. And everyone was so nice. Oh, like, it was just the kind of thing that I was like, I feel like I could stay here all evening and just chat to all these girls.
Because we did it the week before Charlotte and I, and it was so nice just to actually chat to people, have a drink. Like, there were so many LGs there. Like, they were lovely.
Well, the two girls that won, I hope they had the best night ever.
Oh, they sounded like they were going to have such fun. They were housemates.
Oh, I love the fact that a lot of people were, like, coming in friends. They were with their boyfriends or partners. Yeah. Like,
guys, one girl had soaking wet hair, and she arrived, and she was like, I've just come. I saw it in the shower, and I just thought, I've got to close. Yeah.
She said she'd been waiting all day, and then she was like, I got an alert while I was in the shower, and she just, her hair was soaking. No. So everybody make one. We ran here.
Oh my goodness!
Did you win it?
Sadly, no.
Oh god, that hurts.
Although we had goodie bags for everyone.
Oh, so they are some good.
And 2-for-1 drinks. So we had a nice little cheeky G&T last night.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect for a Monday. We were like, we need to do this more.
Yeah.
Christmas plans. What's everyone up to? Duty.
I'm at home. We're always at home. I was just saying to Daisy that my sister's boyfriend's coming over. So this is the first time somebody's partner will be with us for Christmas, but. We cook, my parents go to tennis, they get drunk.
I remember
Christmas
this.
Photo.
So do you remember
this? So we've got our Christmas photo this year.
So the boyfriend, your sister's boyfriend, is he going to have to go full in with the traditions and like be one?
Oh, he's not in the photo. You're not going to get in the photo in first year, are you mental?
No, true.
He'll be taking the photo though, so that is beneficial instead of having to set up a tripod. But yeah, so it'll be at ours, Christmas photo. It's the same every year, to be honest.
And what do you contribute?
I am creative behind the photo, obviously.
Of course.
And then cooking. All three of us will cook, so we do all the cooking. So
wait, sorry, I need a little bit more context on the photo, please.
It's a Christmas photo.
Okay.
I've done it every year for like 7 years now.
Love it.
Do you wear pyjamas?
Is
it themed every year?
Yeah. It'll be. It's not like themed, but like we'll dress up as something. It's not cute. It was cute for like maybe the first 2 years. One year we all came in green unitards and we stood like a Christmas tree with like candles. We did a star, like 5 gold rings. I can't remember what was last
this
year.
This is good.
Yeah, so.
You need to do a TikTok, I think.
I know.
Of like,
find all the pictures.
You do. I feel like that has virality.
It was really, but last year we did Christmas crackers.
Wait, what's the theme this year, did you say?
We haven't done it yet.
You haven't, okay.
My sister's back director. Yeah, it is always really last minute though, to be fair. But I always get people, like my friend's just got back from a holiday and she's like, what are you dressing up as for Christmas this year? Just letting you know, I'm really excited. And on Christmas Day, because we shoot it like, when my parents get back, so it's quite late,
serious thing.
Yeah, like 1-2, and my parents are back from like tennis. Everyone's like, when's the Christmas photo? Like, when is it?
When's it coming? When's it dropping?
I'm just like, so much pressure.
Oh no.
But it's so fun. It's
well,
really
you're gonna,
nice.
I hope you're going to drop it into the group chat.
I will. I will. Don't you worry.
Any other traditions? Kate, do you have any?
We don't have that many traditions in my family, but we're very much like do nothing Christmases.
Love that.
Like we are the total opposite of people that like those families that get dressed up, have like.
Are you bare makeup?
Oh, I'm roll out of bed, stay in your pajamas until my dad sort of insists that we have to get dressed for
Chalky
lunch.
For breakfast.
Chalky for breakfast, stockings in bed, like still doing stockings. Yeah, very chill. Big dog walk at lunchtime.
Oh, so you're an active family.
Yeah, that is quite active.
I bet you are as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do,
Daisy's running. Daisy's running 5K in the morning.
Absolutely no exercise on Christmas Day.
Really? No.
Maybe a dog walk.
Yeah,
I do love a bit of fresh air.
Yeah,
but it is chocolate.
You've got to do a dog walk, and then anyone you pass, you're like, "Happy Christmas."
But my dad still does the whole like leaving the mince pie by the
taking
a bite of the carrot.
My parents do footsteps with flour coming out of the fireplace. Sorry, Father Christmas leaves footsteps.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Guys, I must say, this is the first year that an advent calendar hasn't really excited me.
I haven't got one.
Have you got one?
No. I kind of forgot, and then it kind of crossed over.
Most sad, though. We've really, like, the magic.
Oh, no, I love it. I still love it. In our house, we have... my housemates are so sweet. We've all got the same advent calendars. Aww. Well, we've all got Dairy Milk ones, and they're all lined up across our mantelpiece.
Oh, sweet.
And everyone's like, "Yeah, do you have them today?" And then, like, if we miss them, we've got a little bowl of chocolate that is like a communal bowl.
I just keep forgetting to have it. The other day I was working, I just ate like about 6 days.
Like, that's fun.
That's quite nice, though.
I like that.
That's a treat. Yeah,
we've got Candy Kittens one, haven't we?
The Candy Kittens one is so good.
Between Christmas and New Year, that's just like,
can't wait.
That is
proper chill time.
Wait. It's like
that is what day of the week is it? I don't know.
It's
what
like you're
time
in a bubble.
No need to know.
You are, but then by like the 28th, I feel like I get a bit itchy. A bit like, oh god,
ready for
like,
New Year's Eve.
Well, not even ready, but it's a bit like, oh no, the New Year's coming. What am I going to do? Like, do I need to start going to the gym? Like, what are all these things I need to start doing? And then it never happened. Yeah. But it's a bit like.
No, that whole January pressure needs to go.
I know.
It's gone.
Yeah. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I have been thinking about it. And I feel like one of my main things, and I feel like we can all probably do this, is to live more in the moment. I think especially with like our jobs, they're all so fast paced and you're thinking about in 4 months' time. And you kind of forget about what you're doing right now and enjoying it and like being grateful for what you're doing. And
That's nice.
Because time just goes so fast. And like, I literally feel like we were here.
Yeah, I know. December's going really, really quickly as well.
It's crazy. This year has just flown by. And I feel like there are so many moments that I didn't take in enough. Mm.
That's nice. Kate, have you got one?
I've got two.
Okay.
The first one is pretty basic and boring, but I want to go to the gym more. Yeah. It won't happen every year we say it, but I have been committing a bit harder in the last month than I have been known to. Secondly, I want to take more photos, and because I feel like you guys especially, you're so good at taking photos of everything, doing really like well-considered photo dumps on Instagram. I'm so bad at a photo dump on Instagram. And I'm like, I look back at my photos, I'm like, these are awful. Like, these are just, like, so unaesthetic. It's just, like, a photo of, like, receipts and stuff in my camera roll. I'm like, this is so unaesthetic. I want to take photos of everything. And
nice.
Like,
GT, do you have anything? I'm going to wake up earlier.
Okay.
Go to bed earlier. Mm-hmm. That's quite a big one.
Yeah.
And guys, I read a full book the other day on my trip. What? I told you I was going to get into
it. What did you read?
I read Verity.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like, it's a good one to start with. Yeah. Like, it gets you like quite hooked and it's quite easy to read. So I read that, and then I'm reading another one of hers now called Too Late.
Okay.
Which is kind of, at the moment, giving 21 Jump Street.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
I love it. I've got to say, that is one of my favourite
things. Yeah, it's 21. Giving that at the moment. Oh, so I'm not that far. I mean, it's taking me a while.
Yeah,
okay. But we're getting there.
Yeah. I can't say I've thought that far ahead. What I do is on 1st of Jan, I write down like 3 goals in my notes page, and I always go back to them every year.
That's good.
And it's nice. And I was saying, actually, I looked at them this week and I was like, I've done it.
Aww,
so if I'm just going to set myself 2.
Yeah, you've got to keep like not expectations low, but you can't be too crazy about it, because then you just won't. Mm. You'll feel like you're not achieving anything. If you keep them simple and just do 3.
And trust the process. Yeah. Like, that your path is already mapped out. Yeah. You just trust the process.
I know Sophia and Chintzia always said that they would write a letter to themselves at the beginning of every year and then read it back.
Guys, they should have done that today.
Yeah, we should have done.
They mood board as well, don't they?
Yeah, I always do that.
I love their mood board videos.
I like the idea of writing a letter.
Yeah. And then you really forget about that then, and then you read it again. You're like,
journaling. Actually, that's one thing I'm doing. I'm actually going to buy a journal and just, even if it's weekly, just write what happened that week, because I kind of want to remember the small thing.
Like, the amount of times I've tried to do that.
Film everything in our lives anyway.
Yeah, very true. But like, you know, moments.
Another like manifesting thing is to, rather than writing what's happened, write a day as if like what you want to happen. Apparently that's really good for manifesting.
Yeah, because in the 5-minute journal they do that as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like, really? I have £1 million in my bank account.
It could happen.
Could happen.
Okay, so next up we have our segment with Robin, Girl Boss Town. And like Daisy said earlier, we are doing an end of year pop culture roundup. So stay tuned. We are here with Robin. How do you say last name, Robin?
Del Monte.
Del Monte. We were like going back and forth. Like,
what did you think it was?
Del Monte.
Okay, Del Monte.
That's fun. Yeah. But for those of you who don't know Robin, I'm sure you do. You might know her better as Girl Boss Town. Mm-hmm. But Robin is known on TikTok for her creative, innovative PR predictions, many of which have come true. You're an absolute authority on all things pop culture, so you're the perfect person to have today. Yes. Because we are going to do a pop culture roundup of everything that's gone on this year. But before we get into that, we want to ask a bit about you.
Yes, thank you. You guys, this is literally my dream. I'm obsessed with your TikTok. And also, if anybody like knows me or follows me, they know that like I want to move to London even though I've never been here. I just feel like I was supposed to be here. So this is truly such an honor and such a dream. And I think that you guys do such a good job on social media. Because I feel like a lot of offices and brands try to like show behind the scenes, but it's always in a very like chewy or like cheesy way. And your guys' is actually entertaining and you can see all your personalities and it's like so special. Like I love it so much. But yes, I started on social media. I feel like, you know, growing up, like I always was on like MySpace, AIM, Facebook, like every new social media, I was always like very drawn to it, but I never thought it could be like a career. And then I did marketing and I worked at a normal 9-to-5 in Boston, in LA. And then after the pandemic, I was like, what am I doing with my life? Oh my God, what do I want to do with my life? So I ended up quitting my marketing job, waitressing, and going, I was going to go back to school. And during that time, since I had a little bit more time to be creative, I started posting on TikTok my ideas about social strategy, creative direction, and PR moves.
And we've got to do
Girl
it.
Boss Town, stamp of approval.
I love it.
And it's crazy because I feel like I wanted to get my foot in the door in this industry for so long. I even moved out to LA. And then when I kind of did the opposite of what the industry was doing, that's when they finally let me in.
Well, it was
so
basically, you basically built a CV on your TikTok, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Like a whole like a resume?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course. You call it a resume. Yeah.
But yeah, I created a digital resume and then these
brands. But that's so new.
Yeah.
That's not really been done before.
And I think growing up, you know, where I'm from and like the life I grew up in, like I felt like I didn't really have a lot of options to get where I wanted to be. And that's something that's really special to me, to show my audience and my platform that you don't need to have a traditional resume to get into these spaces. 100%. And say you didn't go to college or couldn't afford college. It's like you can utilize social media 100%. To get where you want to be and get your videos in front of the right eyes. I always say too, I'm like, the celebrities and the brands that started hiring me after seeing my videos, I didn't have a big following. Like, I didn't have the following that I have now. But it's not about how many followers you have. It's about who follows you. 100%. And, like, those videos that you might not think these celebrities see, they actually do because we all have an FYP.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be following you to see these things. So
and that's the beauty of TikTok.
Yes.
It's like unlike any other app.
Mm-hmm.
Your whatever you post can literally land in front of
anybody's
eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so cool too. And when I got into the space and started doing the consulting, which is part of my job now, I do social consulting for celebrities and brands. And then I do forward-facing stuff like this and pop culture and red carpets. But when I started meeting these celebrities, because I geek out over celebrities, like if you're a celebrity fiend, they would like quote my TikToks to me and they didn't follow me.
Oh, that is so
annoying. But I would be like, you wouldn't think since this person doesn't follow you that they don't see your stuff, but they see everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's like, this is just, it's so crazy and so amazing. I feel so blessed and lucky because 2 years ago, I was waitressing. Mm-hmm. And now,
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Wow.
Exactly. Like I quit my waitressing job in December of 2021. So it's been such a ride.
And you've been on red carpet since then.
Yes.
I mean, it's wild, the amount of stuff you've done. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, half of my job is behind the scenes. I love creative direction. I love producing. I really want to get more into producing. But then the other half of my brand is very much red carpet interviews, talking about pop culture, which is why this is like my like, bread and butter. but yeah, like I've done
the Golden, like going to the Golden Globes and working with E! News and doing all the things that like I dreamed of as a kid. Yeah. So it's just been extremely surreal.
And how do you stay on top of pop culture? You obviously live and breathe it, but has that always come naturally to you?
Yeah, I think I used pop culture as an escapism when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So I always said the TV was my babysitter. It's like I literally was reading tabloids instead of like children's books. So I think it's just come to me like very easily. Yeah. And now it's like a passion of mine. And I think for a long time, people thought that being interested in pop culture was vapid. Mm. And it turned it into a career to be like, no, it's being interested in these things isn't vapid. It actually, there's like a science behind it and like the marketing behind it. And it's you can utilize it so much if you're building a brand and building a business and learning how to gain an audience and gain trust from a customer. So yeah, I've always been like a pop culture fiend, but I'm obsessed with UK pop culture as well.
Really?
That's why this is like very like
brilliant
for me. Yeah. Oh. Like I've had a VPN for like so long and just I watch like ITV. Like I'm obsessed.
What are you watching on ITV?
Everything. Well, I mean, I started with very young, like Tumblr. Like I used to watch Skins and stuff.
Okay.
And then obviously Love Island UK and then Geordie Shore and Chelsea. Like all of it. Yeah. So
would you ever go on a reality TV show?
Yes, I always say this. I was like, I would only go on Love Island UK as a host, but I would want to take Maya James'
job.
But I would want to do After Sun because I did go to Love Island US's house in Fiji.
You met Maura, right?
Met Maura, and I was with the Peacock team and a lot of the showrunners from ITV from the UK version, and I sat with them for like 3 hours and I was like, here's what you guys need to do. this. And I was like, was this real? So I've planted the seed being like, if you guys need an After Sun host, anything for Love Island UK, I'll do it.
That's on the 2024 vision board.
Manifestation.
That's
for
100%
sure.
Happening.
Yes.
One thing I want to know is obviously at the beginning when you started putting those ideas out, did you see many brands adopting a lot of them and not crediting you?
Yes.
And how was that?
I feel
like
that's quite common, isn't it?
So I feel like actually that's been happening more now because it does take a long time to execute a full campaign. So at first, it's like if I put out a video and a month later a brand does it, it's like, well, that's actually been in the boardroom for like a minute. So that it must be just like trend forecasting. But I feel like since I've been in this space for like a year and a half, 2 years, a lot of the ideas I put out like a year ago are now fully executed campaigns now.
Yeah, I keep seeing your duets with like your old videos being like, well,
And I mean, honestly, for example, a great version of this is I just did a partnership with Warby Parker. They're the glasses I wear. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have Warby Parker here?
I don't think so.
So it's essentially like where you go to buy like prescription glasses. Emma Chamberlain just did a collab. Oh, yeah. I predicted that Emma Chamberlain was going to do something with a sunglasses eyewear line. And they saw that and they came to me being like, here's proof that like we did not steal the idea. This is when this was like starting to happen and stuff like that. But since you did have this idea, we would love to work with you to speak about this campaign
That's
and bring
amazing.
It forward. So it's so cool when brands recognize, like, they didn't even take my idea, but they're like, we saw that you trend forecast this. This would be a cool way for you to get involved with this campaign.
Love that.
But then some don't. But when people do that, I take it as a sign that that's just how much my ideas are needed in this space. Mm-hmm. And I can utilize it when I do go to brands being like, even though they didn't work with me.
Yeah.
See my idea work.
But people must have, I mean, I'm part of the marketing team, social team. We always ping your ideas around. Like, you must be used so widely in the industry across the world.
And that's 100%. What I think is so cool, too, because I do a lot of panels and a lot of conferences, which isn't like influencer chic. Right. But I love that because the one thing that I need is the business experience and the business side of things because I have these ideas, but it's like, how would this be executed?
Yeah,
like, what would this look like? So being recognized, like what I was saying, in the marketing space, like at Cannes Lions and seeing these CMOs that I've been like, look up to and love for them to recognize me. I was like, that is such an honor. And that's something that's really, really cool. Yeah. So I love to hear that.
Well, as someone who's so immersed in it, we want to know who you think is like coming up next in 2024. Who are the people we need to look out for? Who are the people who are going to blow up?
Well, I do think, and I'm not just saying that because I'm here in the UK, but I've been on the UK pop culture train, like even like listening to Stormzy, like way back in the day, like, and Madeline Argy, like I feel like, and then now that is kind of coming over into US pop culture. And I think a big reason behind that is Love Island UK. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of like Central C, like the music is coming over. So I do think that there will be more UK people immersing with a US people. Yeah. And that kind of like
it would be cool to see some collabs.
And I think that's gonna happen. And I honestly, I know talking about Love Island UK so much, but I feel like that's a big reason behind it. Even like Becky Hill and like the Love Island type music is big over in the US.
Jess Glynn.
Yeah, literally. We have such a short attention span, but we like to have things on in the background at all time. So influencers and creators who you can like put on and it feels like you're just like on FaceTime with them. You don't necessarily need to fully pay attention, but it's like good background noise. I think that type of content will be big this year as well.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we should move on to our end of year pop culture roundup. So we've basically listed all the things that have happened every month of the year. We want your hot takes, really.
Perfect.
Like a quick fire.
Yeah, exactly. So these are most of the things that we've spoken about throughout our podcast episodes. January, that was kind of the launch, hard launch of Nepo Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Butler's Elvis voice. Noah Schnapp comes out. And Prince Harry's book. Oh, and Hailey's Bob.
The Nepo Baby epidemic. Hailey wore the Nepo Baby shirt.
Yes, little baby tee. Yes. I forgot about
I think
that.
With the bob. Yes. So it's like two in one. It's all about the approach.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, the approach that I like when people go about speaking about it is when they're like, yeah, like I am a Nepo Baby and like I had an advantage, but like, okay. Like,
yeah,
like
100%.
And obviously it's like, they're like, yeah, this gives me like a massive privilege, but like I, like, what can I like do about that when, type of thing?
When was it that Brooklyn was in the car and someone came up to him and
said
what
chef.
Do you do? Why would you say that? No. I would be like, I'm Posh Spice's son.
Yeah. And it was when Kendall Jenner was like talking about runways and how it was harder for her. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it was it though, babe.
Yeah. I totally agree on the approach.
Yeah, approach. Yeah. That's everything.
Because like, and then I think that's why Hailey wore that shirt to be like, to kind of like poke fun at it. And I always say, like with the Kardashians, like they take their criticism and they use it to their advantage.
Yeah,
and like the all press is good press type of thing. And I think like that's the approach as well. It's like, yeah, people are going to say Hailey Bieber's an Nepo baby. And she's like, because I like am.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just going to be like, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? What was some of the other ones?
Austin Butler's Elvis voice, which is still with us today.
Austin Butler or Jacob Elordi's Elvis?
I haven't seen Priscilla yet.
No, neither. Have you? Is it out?
Yes.
Okay, well, have you seen it?
Yes.
What do you think?
Obsessed.
As good as his character in Saltburn was. Have you seen Saltburn?
I haven't seen Saltburn.
Oh my God.
But they're very different characters.
Yes, but I feel like I feel like he's just leveled up.
Yeah. But I love Sofia Coppola, and so, I mean, it doesn't paint Elvis in the best light because it's from Priscilla's perspective, but he is so good. Wow. And I honestly, I liked his Elvis better, but it's funny because he said he didn't even know about Elvis until he watched Lilo and Stitch.
Oh my God.
Like, and like, you know, Austin was like, I've known Elvis my whole life.
I know.
And he was like, yeah, I like didn't even know who Elvis was until Lilo and Stitch.
Right, February, Pharrell joins Louis Vuitton, which also, can I just say, in terms of like bringing UK people in, he had the coolest UK people on the runway. Dave walked.
Yeah.
Then he had like Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, he had some really cool, I'm now
Jude blanking. Bellingham. He had some really cool UK icons that just aren't really ever involved in that kind of thing. And I thought that was quite a change.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because Pharrell has such good taste.
Oh, 100%.
And it's, he doesn't age.
Oh, what a secret. Honestly, he's looked the same for years.
It was the Hailey and Selena drama.
Oh my God.
I love both of them, and I speak about both of them a lot on my TikTok, and I've worked with Rare and Rode. So that was like a really hard time for me. Not that anybody was like wondering. It's like the oldest trick in the book to pit two women against each other. But there clearly is history there. I mean, like, I was in love with Justin Bieber, too. I wasn't in this love, like,
no, as much as me.
Oh, my God. Like, you don't even know. I met him. I met Justin, like, before any of this. And, like, we had a moment. And he had, like, a little bit of acne. And I was like, it was the most attractive thing ever because it made him seem real. Yes. You know what I mean? I'll show you the picture. And
yes, please.
I didn't ask for a picture because I was like, I know how he is. Somebody took a picture of it. And then they sent it to, like, the Justin Bieber Brazil fan club, like, you know, all like the fan clubs, and like then it went everywhere and people were like,
a lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend, but what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare tri-term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh my God, this is Justin Bieber and Sophia Richie. Now, but it was the back of my head. It was actually the best day of my life. So I don't know why I wasn't in that little like
that trumps
girl.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Mischief boots. Mischief is a really interesting brand. They just did the toddler shoes. I don't get it though.
I don't get it. Yeah. I think a lot of fashion brands this year have just tried to go viral. Yeah. And like, I get the appeal of that, but I'm kind of missing that like classicness and their like signature that they're just not really doing anymore.
Yeah, do you think we were talking about this actually on our previous pod about musicians and how having a TikTok strategy, they don't have some kind of social media strategy, they are just so behind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But do you think fashion brands are also?
Yeah, they're doing, it's hard because I think some brands lend itself to that and some don't. Like, I don't really want to see Chanel on TikTok. I want to have like, not be able to reach them. Do you know what I mean? Like, you want to have that feeling of like, they are prestige.
Like, you can tell when a celebrity or especially like musicians, you can tell when their like agent is like, okay, like you need to get on TikTok. So they're hey guys, I am on TikTok. Like, you can like just don't even do it then. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, unless you live and breathe it and you really are on the pulse. You can tell when someone's been asked to do it.
And I always say TikTok is like the internet's biggest inside joke. So it's like in elementary school, like when somebody wasn't a part of the inside joke and they try to, it was almost worse.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, if you don't get it, don't do it. And that's okay to like not get it and don't do it, but don't like try and fail.
Yeah.
No offense. But you know what I mean?
100% okay. Agree. March Scandoval, as in whole Vanderpump Rules
I'm not really
scandal.
That,
I know you don't watch. Oh God, it's good. You need to get into that. The Gwyneth Ski trial and the Eras Tour begins. Honestly, we could have done this entire thing with a Taylor Swift moment for every month, but let's limit that.
I'm a huge Swiftie, like a massive, massive Swiftie, and it's crazy. And it was really emotional for me for Eras Tour personally because I went to my first Taylor show like 15 years ago at the same stadium that I went to like this Eras Tour. My PR prediction for Taylor, I think Taylor and Travis are going to be on the cover of Rolling Stones next year. And I think the theme of it is going to be stadiums because they both sell out stadiums.
I love
but it's not going to be like she's a cheerleader and he's a football player because she sells out stadiums too.
Yes.
So it's going to be them like in bleachers, like locker room in the stadium. Like how
I
cool.
I have got tickets. Yes. To the people listening, I speak about it every episode. I finally got tickets.
Was
although,
it as competitive to get tickets?
Yes, it was ridiculous. But
you had about four screens.
I had a lot of screens. I have got nosedive tickets. Literally, I don't think I'll actually be able to see her, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's
fine. It'll be so worth it.
Yeah. April.
April. So.
Oh, yes. Ariana Grande, all the dating drama.
SpongeBob?
Yes, and SpongeBob.
SpongeBob was in April?
I think that's when people first thought like she took off her ring and then they split up and then.
Oh my God, wait, the year's flying by.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy time. AI music, that was like when all of those covers started happening. Mm-hmm. I actually love them.
I went to a bunch of panels about that at Cannes Lions and it's actually crazy how like artists are going to have to patent their voice.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about AI music for ages, but that's really interesting.
Yeah, you're going to have to, like, patent your voice.
Crikey. Wait, this is similar. I don't know when this happened, but the whole Kendall, what's it called? What's her thingy called?
Oh, yeah.
Billy. What do you think of that?
Her AI.
You guys, that is crazy.
It's wild.
It's so crazy to think that, like, I'm 29, and growing up, when I was in middle school, you couldn't be on the computer and use the phone at the same time because it was dial-up internet.
That's so funny.
So to go from that to, like, AI people, technology moves so quick. It's just insane, like, how fast things progress. Like, in high school, I had a BlackBerry, and now...
BBM.
Yeah, BBM.
Ping.
I would ping my ex so
I loved... I wish we still had
ping. I know. Too. Honestly, I feel like BlackBerries might come back, because, like, you know, the razors come back and stuff like that. And remember, Kim Kardashian kept her BlackBerry until, like, 3 years ago.
I saw Paris Hilton's kept all of her things as well.
Because, like, it's just...
It is iconic.
It's so good.
Okay, May and June. Travis, I'm pregnant, as in Kourtney Kardashian holds up the sign saying she's pregnant.
The best.
At the Blink 182.
Oh my God.
Which I just watched on the Kardashians the other day.
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I mean, I'm the biggest Kardashian stan. Like, yeah, that is too. Literally what raised me. So, and I love nostalgic early 2000s stuff. So for her to pull that from the video, everything.
That is, the, in 2024, if more brands can do that nostalgic stuff, that is...
It's definitely coming,
I think it's because we all, like, want to connect to our inner child again.
That is
like,
true.
Yeah.
That is
especially true. Since COVID, when everyone's taking a bit of a pause and a break, they want to look back to easier times, before the world was, you know...
And the stuff that just, you're like, oh my God, do you remember that? Like, even the way you said Blackberry, I was like, oh! Okay, July. Wow, Barbie and Oppenheimer. That was quite the month.
My God, that marketing campaign, just generally, every
look.
But
it's still going. It's still going. American Girl doll just dropped, like, a Barbie, like, American Girl doll. I'm like, I still see the clubs are still coming out. I'm like, I don't know if this is timeline issues or, like, we're still on the Barbie train.
Well, they said, wasn't it $145 million to make the film, and then the marketing budget was $150 million?
I heard $200, but yeah.
So, like, the fact that they made that kind of splash.
Yeah, and it's crazy because Greta Gerwig, like, she's known for obviously like Lady Bird and like Little Women, which in my head I kind of see as, even though they're massive films, they're kind of like indie, like low-key type. And then for her to be attached to this like
Barbie,
insane thing is amazing. But she's also doing the new Chronicles of Narnia.
Yes, I told you that was happening. I know. Yes. How insane.
So I wonder if the Chronicles of Narnia are going to do the similar type of approach with like a mega.
Did you do PR predictions for Barbie?
Yes, I did them a year before. Yeah. I predicted the Airbnb collab. Mm. That was like one of the first ones I predicted, which was insane.
Because you can actually rent the Airbnb. It wasn't just like an AI thing, was it?
Yeah, no. It was so nostalgic. And because you know some people went into it thinking it was going to be one thing and then it wasn't. I loved it though.
I loved it too. I get really upset when people say they don't. Because I feel like I'm like, you don't get it then. Yeah. Like, you just don't get
it. Watch it again. But it brought people to go back to the movie theaters.
Yeah, because it was post-COVID, right? And actually, so true.
And I think, like, even when I was walking into the movie theater and, like, getting a snack and stuff like that, it was very, like, it was like a hug. I'm like, it felt like your childhood, like, even just going to
but
the movies.
But they had the cup as well. Like, I remember those cups, like, at parties when I was younger, the Barbie cups. Like,
I've got to say, the only thing I will ever go to the cinema for, other than, obviously, Barbie, is, like, anything Avengers related. Like, otherwise, I will not go.
You really? Did not. I didn't. I know you really well.
No,
I
I'm
did
a
not
big Marvel's
that.
Fan. Big Marvel fan.
Yeah.
Wait, I like have never seen Avengers.
Oh my God. I feel like
just the thought of you.
No, you would hate it.
You would hate it.
We got to my hotel and my friend Siri, who I'm with, she like slapped me because she's like, oh my God, that guy's from Spider-Man. And I was like,
No, you didn't see him.
I do love Spider-Man.
No, it wasn't like the main character. Okay. It was like another one, but I've never even like seen like Spider-Man. Like, I'm not like into
this
that.
Is me thinking you've seen either Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, or Tobey Maguire. Yeah, like, okay, where are they?
I've heard it's great.
It's amazing.
I mean, clearly.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
August, the return of Samantha Jones, Bad Bunny and Kendall, Scooter Braun's clients dropping him, and
Tube Girl.
Scooter Braun dropping everybody. I feel like that still hasn't fully come to fruition of, like, what is going on with that. I one time took a COVID test with Scooter Braun.
No.
I was like, where's this going?
I took a COVID test with him because I was going to do Haley's, like, an event of Haley's. And I was a massive believer. And this was during COVID when you'd have to test, like, go to events and stuff like that. So you were in, like, little breakout rooms, like, to get tested. And, like, it was literally, like, me and Scooter Braun. I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is crazy.
That was mad.
But I didn't say anything. I mean, no. Masks on.
Did you?
No. Okay. But I was like, as like, you have the thing. Like, in your nose, I was like, I love your work. But I still don't understand it. Because remember, even like, he put out like a thing that was like, Scooter Braun is dropping Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to see more from that, like, towards this year. Like, I feel like there's going to be some sort of piece done or something.
It's either going to be really dark.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be not that deep. And people have just dropped him because of money.
I hope, like, there's a Netflix doc out
there. I hope there is.
I would assume there is for everybody to publicly state and do this. Because I feel like there had to be some sort of story or a documentary that was coming out that they had to do that.
And to get ahead of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then what was Tube Girl?
Tube Girl.
Yes.
Have you guys met
her?
Yes, we did.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible.
So Question. I've never taken the tube. What? Well, I've never even been to London.
So exciting you're here.
Why is the wind?
So basically, in
great question.
Yeah. In between the carriages, there's a bit of air and there's a little window. Yeah. Ventilation. So if you stand there, you get the towel.
But also the windows aren't always open. No, you have to. She's been opening those windows. She did it in August, so yeah. Those tube windows will have been down.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Because I like never understood
you
that.
You should go and do it.
Yes. Oh yeah, I need to go on the tube. Like, and I like need to go to Nando's.
Oh. Yeah. I wish we could take you for
that. I know. She should go on Love Island.
She should imagine she walks in and she's like I want one, you know what I mean.
I also feel like Tate McRae is going to perform at Love Island UK, like, you know how they have like a performer in the summer yeah. every time.
That's
like
almost a bit too cool though.
Do you think they've had Neo? Who else was on there?
Becky Hill.
No, they've had some like big people.
Fair.
I love Tate McRae.
Yeah, me too.
We've been talking about her a lot.
Yeah, she's everything.
Yeah, she's amazing.
What was, there was one more really good one.
Oh, Bad Bunny and Kendall.
Timmy.
Kendall and Bad Bunny definitely have broken up because she always posts thirst traps whenever they break up. And like, she's been posting so many thirst traps and she's been repurposing thirst traps. Like, that's when you know, that it's dark. And like, and I'm not judging like literally at all because I would do the same thing, especially if I looked like that. Like her belly button, like I could never, like it's insane.
I know.
But she's been like reposting like bikini pictures from like the summer, just like on her story. I'm like, oh. I think things have like gone south.
Okay, September, Central Cee and Madeline broke up.
Yeah.
We had Kylie and Timmy.
Yeah.
And Joe and Sophie split. So it was a month for the couples.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys something?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Central Cee follows me on TikTok.
Oh.
And he only followed, like when he followed me, he was only following 70 people. You know, when you like follow somebody and the hands send.
Yes,
2 days later, the hand sent from him. So I thought I got like a DM from him. Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, he probably literally followed me like by accident. And I'm like,
no.
But I think they're back together.
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah.
And I think they should be. And I'm obsessed with them. And then what was the other breakup?
Well, we had Kylie and Timmy reveal.
Got together. What do you think of that? Do you think that's genuine?
Yeah, because I think that, you know, Kylie's first ever love was Jaden Smith when he was very much scrawny and like skater and like kind of like indie a little bit. So I feel like going to Timothy is very similar to like her very early type. Yeah. And like, I feel like that's like who she is like on the inside.
Yeah, she's very goofy and she's silly. Yeah. She's funny. And he is exactly like that. Yeah. So I do get it in that way.
The Beyonce concert that was in like August or July or whenever this was, they were like saying, like, she like kisses him and she's like, I love you. Like, they were saying, I love you in the summer, like during the Beyonce concert. So I'm always how long has this been going on?
And
how
they kept it so under wraps.
I know. I don't know how long it'll last, but.
Have you seen Wonka yet?
No.
No.
Neither.
I'm excited though.
Apparently, it is a musical though.
Yes, it's for kids, but yeah, it's fine. Quickly, I do want to speak about Joe and Sophie because I feel like when they split, we were all like, "Fuck you, Joe," and now I'm like, "No, Vacation Eyes. I'm obsessed with you. Like, I can't get enough of him."
But who's she dating?
Oh, that Peregrine something. So he's like the richest man ever. Like, he's so like he's a billionaire.
And even, like kissing publicly and stuff. So, yeah, like, he's like for her
so tall.
Which is like, and Joe is like so not. I know, tall. But like, he's twerking. I would date him, but yeah. I didn't really like him and his team's approach to like the divorce when they were putting out like the stuff bad. About her being bad her mothering and stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't really respect that at all. But I think they're on good terms now, so I think it's good. And I mean, clearly she's being taken care of. So good for her.
Exactly.
Pop off. Yeah.
Okay, October, we had the Beckham doc.
Yeah.
And it was the month of the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What is your Roman Empire?
Oh my God, I have so many. So one of them, you guys definitely like don't know what it is. There was a show in the US called Kid Nation. Mm. And essentially they took 40 kids without parents and put them in this place called Bonanza City, which was like an old film set in the middle of the desert. And they basically had them like start a civilization.
Classes,
like upper class, middle class, lower class. They got paid a certain amount and like they do challenges to pick what class you were, but there was nobody's running it. Like, people's parents sued and stuff like that because kids came home with, like, burns because they had, like, cooked.
Oh, my
and, like,
God.
And there was, like, not, like, electricity. Like, it was crazy. But you can find it all on YouTube. Oh, my Kid God. Nation.
So that's your Roman
and
Empire.
And I think about it all of the time because, like, I wanted to be on it, and then it got canceled because they were like, this is, like, actually, like, child abuse. Like, this is not okay. And also, like, Miley and Liam.
Oh.
Like, I, like, really, like, it, like, actually, like, hurts me.
I've been thinking about them a lot recently. I don't know
why. I always think about them. And yeah. The fact that they, like, broke up and then got back together, like... I love it.
She's so. Living her best life though at the moment.
Yeah, oh my good. Gosh.
Okay, so now we've got November and December. There's a lot. I mean, December we've not really spoken about that much yet, so there's a lot to cover yes. that we've not yet chatted about. November was Karma's the guy on the screen.
Yes.
Harry Styles' shaved head.
Which I predicted.
You did.
Isn't that crazy?
That is mad.
That's the craziest thing I've ever predicted. Really? Like I've yeah. gotten a lot of stuff right, but I did that in December every year. I do 31 Days of PR Productions, where I say, like, what I think the celebrities are going to do throughout the year. And so in December of last year, I was like, I think Harry Styles is going to do something crazy with his hair, and all the fans are going to go wild. I really think he's going to shave it. And everybody in the comments was like, this girl clearly doesn't know Harry, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then when it happened, and I also said the month, I said, I think it's going to happen in November. Isn't that crazy?
Mad. You're like a psychic.
Yeah, it's insane. But that was wild.
December. So we've just had the Manchester Chanel show.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really cool. Did you see much of that?
No.
So Chanel did their Manchester.
Yeah, for their cruise show this year. So that was last week, which is so random. Like Manchester, yeah. Like when people think of the UK who aren't from the UK, you think London. But they went to Manchester. Yeah.
Well, when I think of Manchester, I think of like Molly May.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, Florence Pugh and Austin Butler are now part of June. June 2.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you not seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. You know June as in like Zendaya and yes. Timothy yeah. Chalamet. So they're now part of the second movie.
I thought you were saying June.
June. Sorry. Dune. Dune.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Yes. So they, I don't know what it was. Imagine the press tours. Yes, exactly. So they were like, we're going to reveal now like the cast, and they like set it out and the crowd was crying. I can only like, imagine. Screaming, crying, throwing up like literally.
Yeah. Yeah, I can only imagine. I love Florence Pugh.
Yeah, me too.
And you said an Austin Butler.
Yeah, and I saw the trailer this morning, and he's like this really ugly, like alien-looking man
who talks like Elvis. It's gonna be like an Elvis yeah. alien,
probably.
Like in Lilo and Stitch, which goes back to Jamie. Wow, that's crazy. I haven't heard that. I love press tours for movies.
Me too.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Yeah. And like Zendaya's press tour outfits are always. The best.
Incredible. She looks so good in that. Yeah.
She's not real.
No.
Like, at all. And I love her relationship and I love her. Like, I'm excited to see that because she's always, like, incredible.
And we want to know from you, if you had any trend predictions, PR predictions for us in 2024.
And in general for 2024.
Yes. Do you have any up your sleeve?
Okay.
Oh, she's prepared.
I think that I was trying to do some like UK stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that Emma Chamberlain and Amelia Chicken Shop Day are going to be doing a Chicken Shop episode post Met Gala. Because you know how Emma does the carpet stuff? I feel like they're going to do something together around Met Gala time. But I know she doesn't like to film Chicken Shop Day anywhere but London. But like I feel like if maybe it was for Met Gala, like an after party Met Gala thing, maybe. I think that Rosie, like, you know, Sophia, Grace, and Rosie.
Yeah.
I think Rosie, the younger blonde one, I think she's going to be on Love Island UK.
I could see that.
I think Miley Cyrus is going to act again. I think she's gonna be in like a super dramatic, maybe like an A24 like film and like get back into acting, which I would love.
Me too.
And I think Kim Kardashian is gonna date a soccer player, football player.
Well, wasn't she like maybe dating A-Rod?
Well, A-Rod's like so like A-Rod cheated on J-Lo with a girl from Southern Charm.
And there was someone else that apparently she was dating, like a baseball player. I'm so bad with names. Like a really famous
baseball player. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Football.
Football!
But I think because like Saint loves soccer so much. Yeah. So I feel like she might date somebody.
Oh my God, she's going to be dating Mo Salah.
Like, I think she's going to date like a football player?
Yeah. Because she came here, like, she was, like, FaceTiming all of them. Yeah. And, like,
imagine.
And then Neymar just had a baby with a woman, and then they're not together anymore.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think they just, like, broke up, like, even though she just had a baby, which is, like, very sad.
Oh, what you think? Kim's got something to do with that.
And I was like, oh, my God. Because I remember, like, on Kardashians, I think she was, like, FaceTiming him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. Okay. But anyways, those are some of my predictions.
Amazing. Yes. Well, this has been, honestly, we were so excited for this. So it has been... It's exceeded our expectations. Yes. And thank you so much.
And thank you so much. And I also have to say, I said it like when I got here, I love the way you say Adidas.
Adidas.
I'm going to head out of here, my Adidas trainers. Even though they're Nike.
Do your best British accent. So I'm on the Lux Gem podcast. Okay. Satna and Dave.
But like, I can do a couple, like, you know, like Molly Mo. She's like,
yeah, go.
Tommy.
Oh,
you know? Yes. Tommy.
Or like, you have to do that.
Yeah. And then what is it? No, I've got school. Like, you know
what I mean? Yeah.
But a bit like, okay, so what am I saying?
Says, I'm on the Lux Gem podcast with Daisy and Satna.
I'm on the Lux Gen podcast with Daisy and Satna.
Yes, that's so good.
Thank
it.
You.
So good. Oh, thank you
we
so much.
We need one
Robin.
Final.
Oh.
You. I can't even do it.
Yeah, it's so like,
hang on.
Loud.
No, I can't.
No, that
I
was.
You.
That was.
We'll get there.
We'll get there one day,
yeah.
Guys.
Oh, thank you so much, Robin. Yeah,
thank you.
We love you. Let's move on to the products we're loving. Any TV, first of all?
I love this bit.
Yeah,
I looked at you straight away.
I've been watching things. I've been watching for the past like 3 days. I've been watching Pose. It's quite old because there's 3 seasons out. That is so good.
What's it about?
What's it on?
It's on Disney, and it's about like the like balls and like the drag scene in New York, basically. Okay. But back when also like HIV and AIDS were coming up, but it's just really good. Like, it's really good at making you understand and, like, empathise with the characters, but not in, like, a super heavy way.
Yeah.
Not to say that I wasn't, like, crying for, like, quite a few episodes.
I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just, it, like, balances out really well with being, like, fun and, like, hearted and then being serious. Because obviously there's, like, loads of, like, serious issues to touch on in that. And then the other thing I've been watching is Squid Game, The Challenge.
Oh, my God.
My boyfriend's obsessed.
Really?
Yes.
I want to watch it.
I keep seeing it come up, but I'm like, oh, I don't know if I... Like, I don't know, is it good? So it is good.
Did you watch the actual...
Yeah.
And you liked it?
Yeah.
It's honestly... It looks,
it's the same
it's
thing.
Really? Same premise. It's wild. I was just like...
Do you think you'd be any good on it?
No, because I was playing along with one of the games and I was like, you know the glass bridge?
Yeah,
I'd be
like,
I'd jump to that one and then they'd be like...
I'm like, oh no.
My God. Can I just tell you that my TV wreck this week as well is... I've told you, I've chewed your ear off about this. that 007.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
I think it's called like Road to a Million on Amazon. Yeah. Oh my God. It's exactly the same thing. So they have to...
I saw it, but I didn't really understand
what
it was.
Wait, it's been someone else's ear off because it wasn't mine.
Oh, maybe you've
fill me
out.
In.
Okay. Anyone that'll listen, honestly. It's that... So it's a show, the premise is that it's normal people doing James Bond missions.
Oh, that's fun.
It's so good. And it's Brian Cox, Succession Brian Cox. Not physicist, Brian Cox, hosts it, but he's like the baddie. So he watches them all on screens and you sort of get to know the people while they're doing it. There's like a married couple, brothers. And then once they've done the challenge, they have to answer a question. And I was watching it with my boyfriend and because I kept being like, we'd be so good on this. We'd get them all right. I got every single question wrong in the whole series. He got every single question right. I was like, it's absolutely B. It's B. And then they would get it wrong. And he'd be like, this is why we couldn't do this together. Because you got them all wrong. But it is so good and so addictive.
What are you watching? Mine's a bit less light than this. Yeah. But it's a show called Fall of the House of Usher. Have you watched it?
My friend told me it's really good. I watched the trailer and it looks so scary.
The trailer's also like really not... Like, I watched the trailer about 4 times thinking, oh, I don't want to watch that. And then I just watched it. And I was like, this is nothing like what's in the trailer.
Okay.
But it is scary. So have you guys had of... The Haunting of Hill House.
Yes.
That was on there ages ago. It's
yeah,
the
and
same
I don't
people.
Plan to double. No.
Well, it's the same people who made that.
Ooh,
so it is that kind of like horror, but it's more like normal, like it's set in modern day. So basically, it's of this family. Think of like Succession, like that many kids, a dad who's like the patriarch, whatever. And basically, they've like someone's sold information to the government about what they've been doing. Then there's this like behind the scenes thing of like each child is getting killed off. And but it's like supernatural.
Yeah.
And it's like it is really creepy, but it's so good. And like the way that they die, like each of them is so gory and like crazy, but it's like it's really good.
Prods we're loving.
Oh, I've got to talk about Nicki Minaj's new album. Guys, oh my God. No, okay. If any clearly none of you are Barbs here, but if anyone
clearly none of you are Barbs.
But like if you're a Nicki fan, like this is
Am I a Nicki fan?
But like basically one of her earlier albums called Pink Friday was like one of her biggest albums, and she's basically this is Pink Friday 2. So if that's like your super bass, all of those songs are like your nostalgia, this is like part 2 of all of those. Like
oh
it's
God.
So good. It's
is
like,
it actually?
It genuinely No, it genuinely is. Like, they're like bangers, but they also feel like old school, like Drake okay. and Nicki Minaj. Like, they've got a song together and it literally feels like old school Young Money. Okay. You know?
I'm excited to listen.
She must have like a lot of money because every single song is a sample of something. Really? Like, that, you know that song from Mean Girls where it's like,
Oh, yeah. Did yeah.
She's got that. She's got the one from White Chicks, which is like, oh, what is it?
I can't remember. I
can't think of what it is. Oh, dun, 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 dun. Everybody.
You know, keep going.
Keep going.
Absolutely no clue. Until you're not in. Whoa! I love that that was the song from White Chicks.
Yeah, that's just not. That's just what I remember from White Chicks.
It's the song, but it's in that. She's got so many samples. Like, she must be bored. Wow. I mean, obviously she is. She's like one of the greatest female rappers of all time.
It's good, isn't it? The no, 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 turn the boys bit.
Sorry. What?
No, you know the classic one. Do it.
This
the boys' balls. I see in the
oh, that's like that a podcast. Okay.
Oh, you know,
podcast. When you had to wrap that. Yeah. And play the game.
Oh, my favorite is she's got a song with Drake, and it is old Drake. You'll love it. Okay. It's so good.
Well, I'll play it on the way out.
What are you loving?
It's got to be the Stussy Night collection at the moment.
Oh, so good.
I've literally subscribed to absolutely everything in the hope that, well, in the kind of hope that it doesn't just take the money out of my account. Would love the trackies.
Yeah.
And also there are these faux fur boots from Zara, a bit like a dupe of the Moon Boot.
Mm.
Oh, cool.
And I really love them. Also, have you guys seen the M&S Prada rhinestone bag dupe?
No.
Yes, they've got it. I think it's
like a nylon.
Yeah, but you know, with the rhinestones. Ooh. Yeah, so that's on M&S for like £25, I think.
M&S are popping.
They are.
I love M&S. Yeah.
And then also a bathrobe. Yeah, a bathrobe I put on my story the other day from Dusan & Dusan. You can get it on End Clothing. It's like really thick stripes like this, but really nice gift.
Okay.
I've got one thing to talk about, and it is the new Mob 6-ingredient cookbook. So good. I'm not a cook, and my boyfriend gave it to me for my birthday. I think he was trying to say something. But it's so good, and all of it, I mean, it was only my birthday a couple of weeks ago, so I haven't made much, but all of it looks so yummy. Like trying to choose what to make, I was like, oh my God, this all looks so good.
And six ingredients, that's perfect.
Six ingredients, and so they, incredible. Like, obviously it's Mob, like all the photos in it looks so good, like everything looks so delicious.
Yeah. GT. I've got one beauty one, which is the Hourglass Glossy Balm. I'm loving it. It's so nice. And then I finally got an air fryer, guys. Do you remember when I was on this podcast and I was like, might get it, might not double, got it in the Black Friday.
So
I was obsessed. with it. And then restaurant-wise, I went to Ria's in Notting Hill.
I've been dying. Ooh, I saw that on your story.
So good, was it?
That's the eye roll.
For people who don't know, that's pizza, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a deeper dish pizza type thing. But they do this like Frank's hot butter and so good. It was really good. And they do like Tommy's margaritas. It's just cute. It's like in like a neighborhoody area. Yeah. So it's just a nice vibe. There's loads of really cute shops along there as well. And it's divine. Yeah.
We should end with a Christmas song.
So I was like, that's a bit lost on anybody.
Maybe one we know the words to.
To tell me
if you're really there.
That's it. That's okay,
that's a wrap.
God, yeah, well, that's a wrap on 2023, guys. And a year.
It's been a great year, guys.
It has been. Yeah. Thanks so much for everyone who's here today and everyone who's been on all the podcasts this year. And
plenty to come in 2024.
And for listening. We've got a lot to come. And thank you for everyone listening and supporting us. We'd love to. And we'll see you in January.
Peace out.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.